You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Cole Molesky, talking daily Timberwolves content with you. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves family website at Locked On T-Wolves on Twitter, as well as at C Molesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y on Twitter, to check out prior podcasts, other content, sports-related, basketball-related, all that good stuff. Today, we're going to be continuing to talk about free agency. We've had a lot of stuff go down since we last talked, and so let's get into all the news. So first, going to talk about Anthony Tolliver rejoining the Timberwolves after just finishing up a little stint with the Detroit Pistons. He's been on 10 NBA teams and will be rejoining the Timberwolves, last on the Timberwolves back in the 2011-12 season. Did 2 years with the Timberwolves back then, and he's coming back now. Age 32, just getting off his season with Detroit at age 32. Where he shot pretty well from three-point range, can shoot 37% from three-point range. The real win here, the Timberwolves are touting anyways, is the locker room presence, but we'll get into all that. So Anthony is on the basketball team yet again. That means that they're using a bunch of their league exception money on Tolliver, which does mean that Bielitsa is not coming back. Nemanja Bielitsa will not be rejoining the Timberwolves. He will not be on the roster next year. Mixed reaction. I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed Bielitsa, and a lot of people liked having him on the roster, but using the mid-level exception money on, or a good chunk of that money on Anthony, means that Bielitsa will not be joining the team next year. The upside here is that, like I was saying, according to all reports, the locker room presence that he brings to the table is something that I think when people saw Cole leave, a locker room guy, a bench guy who really kind of was a talk through some of the storms and offer some words of advice and some calming words to players through anything that they're going through as a team and anything that's going down during game situations, during practice situations, that kind of thing. Sounds like Anthony's reinstilling that. You do need a couple guys on your roster that are going to be just solid bench guys and contributors and going to do some of the solid work, just being a veteran presence in the locker room. And with Taj Gibson, they're losing Cole, they're losing Jamal Crawford. So with Taj Gibson and Anthony on the roster, you still have a decent amount of that. And that is important just to the chemistry of the team. Obviously, chemistry is something that's been a little bit under the microscope for the Timberwolves. Especially with some of the stuff that Butler said, particularly about Wiggins in the media. But chemistry is something that you were concerned about even into last year, and something that you can never have too much of. And so if you can bring in Anthony Tolliver on a deal that is reportedly in the $5 to $6 million range for this next on 1 year contract, pretty reasonable deal. Getting a veteran presence, hopefully instilling some of that locker room chemistry, hopefully quelling some of the problems that it sounds like are going down in the locker room, have been going down in the locker room. And you're also getting a power forward who can shoot the three fairly well, is going to give you some perimeter defense. My main problem here is just that I don't know how big of minutes he's going to play, but even if it's just 15 to 18 minutes, you're depending on somebody who's 33 years old, 15 to 18 minutes of solid defense. Taj Gibson is already in the twilight of his career, and he averaged 33 minutes a game last year, and he was a big part of the defensive of what the Timberwolves did defensively, especially late into the season. You're asking a lot of guys to play a lot of the defense, who are older guys, who are older veterans, and then you're expecting guys like Josh Okogie to change defensive things coming in as a rookie. There's not really a ton of good in between, and that's where I think the pressure is still so much on Wiggins and Towns this season to really step it up, because it can't just be Butler. And we know that Jeff Teague at this point in his career is what he is, and so I don't expect too much change defensively from him. I think he's going to give you some solid minutes defensively, but it's not going to be solid games or even solid quarters defensively. And just because at this point you paid him for the offense that he's going to bring, and I don't see him changing on defense. It's Towns and Wiggins that really have to change and have to morph, and maybe give Tyus Jones more minutes to help the defense out. But something has to change, and I'm hard-pressed to demand too much out of these veterans who are probably not going to be able to pull too big of minutes. I was stunned that Taj Gibson pulled the minutes they did last season. And then on the other side of it, it's kind of unfair for anyone to expect Josh Okogie to come in his first season and change the way this team is playing defense. You just can't expect that from a rookie. He's got to come in, and he's got a massive learning curve that he has to adjust to. So while I think that the move is a good one, and I think that you probably save money by grabbing Anthony over Nemanja Bjelica, and I think that you're getting some good things from him. I think that Bjelica, while he seemed to be kind of a fan favorite, which is why I said I think people would be sad to see him go, he never really fully materialized into the role you were hoping for. You're hoping for him to be that bigger, stretchy guy who could really be comfortable on the outside and in a catch-and-shoot off-ball type scenario. And there were games where he really seemed like he would fit into that role. If you think back to when the Celtics came to town and the Timberwolves played the Celtics so close and Bjelica dropped 30 points, that those are the kind of flashes that you saw. But more often than not, it was mostly just misplayed flat-footed defense on the perimeter from Bjelica, getting caught up in too many screens, and then just not being as efficient of a shooter as you wanted him to be, maybe not taking all the shots that you wanted to take. And it just never seemed to click in and lock in. Injuries did not help either. Did not help him lock into this roster, but it just never seemed to fully click in. And so it's probably best that instead of signing up for another 2 or 3 years of Bjelica, that they just went with a 1-year contract on Anthony. Really just committing to the minimal changes and seeing where these young guys go. And that's probably will end up being a good thing, is that if you're not able to get somebody, a real game changer like Nerlens Noel, somebody who really changed things up and really changed how things are done, how the defense is played, change up the lineups, really somebody who's going to shake things up like Nerlens Noel, would then just sign guys to minimum deals, just sign minor stopgap guys to minimum deals. Don't want to commit to anything too long term, especially when you've got to max up Butler and Towns. So it's not a terrible move. It's just not one that I think will end up moving the needle too much. And gosh, I just think that unless he comes out and really shoots efficiently, it's not going to be a huge difference from Bjelica. There'll be minor differences, but it's not going to be anything that moves the needle too much throughout the course of the season, or maybe even maybe he moves the needle a little bit in a few games, but he's not going to change a month of basketball for this team, I don't think, in the long run. But maybe he will. Maybe he's able to do enough locker room stuff. Maybe he's able to play really efficiently. Hopefully he will, but it just feels like the Timberwolves are really buckling down and trying to get through this offseason and just get to next season and get to getting these rookies on the floor. And they're in it for next year, and they're hoping that nobody has cap space next year and they're able to get out of some contracts and move some things around over the next year to really make things happen next season. And that's what it feels like, is that this is all just kind of in a holding pattern. And you got to assume with moves like this, when they're not going out and trying to get a bigger name free agent, obviously I didn't think they were going to go out and sign Boogie Cousins or something. But when you're going out and getting just these very minimal guys and signing them to 1 year, you're retaining Derrick Rose, you're getting Anthony Tolliver, you're not trying to get Bielitsa back on a 3-year deal. Stuff like that makes you think that they're just trying to see what they have in young talent, and they're trying to get to a spot next season where they have more cap room than a bunch of other teams will, and then see what happens in that free agent period. Maybe they can get somebody who's going to swing the needle a little more and change up things a little more. And you know what? You don't want to bust up the system too much when you have good young rookies. In the long run, really, I would rather have them play conservative, not re-sign Bielitsa, take risks there, then have them take swings at guys like that. If they're not going to entice a guy like Jabari Parker away from Milwaukee, if they're not going to get a guy like Nerlens Noel, no point in going crazy and signing guys like Trevor Ariza to a big contract. So in the end, it's probably a solid move. I know that makes, maybe boring is not the right word, but maybe a little slow as far as free agency for Timberwolves fans, but it's just, I just don't want to see them invest money in the wrong spots. And I think Bielitsa eventually would have been a wrong spot to spend money. That feels like a very Timberwolves move, to just stick with a guy who you were hoping would pan out and didn't really pan out, but you think might pan out, and giving him a 3-year contract. I'm glad they veered away from that. And the 1-year deal is going to end up being better for a lot of reasons. Just all those reasons are not going to, I don't think, are going to affect in a huge way too many games this season. But you know what? Hopefully these young guys really pan out. And because they were able to sign Anthony to just a 1-year deal to $5 million, hopefully they get a multi-year deal worked out, an inexpensive multi-year deal worked out with Keita Bates Diop. So that's my thoughts on Anthony Tolliver. Going to get to some more NBA news here, but first let's hear a word from some sponsors. Alright, so talking about the Timberwolves' recent acquisition in Anthony Tolliver coming back. He was on the Detroit roster, he's bounced around the league, he's been on 10 teams, been on the Timberwolves before, and he's coming back to the Wolves for the 2018-19 season. Now let's get to some NBA news. I'm just going to go over some things quickly, just because while this is a Timberwolves show, we also talk about basketball, and there's been some earth-shattering news. I was stunned. I really was. Now, granted, I'm not Woj or anything like that, so when I say I'm stunned, it doesn't hold the weight that maybe a real insider, a real basketball insider, somebody who has the context, who's been doing this for 20 years, when he says he's stunned, then it's really crazy. But I don't know. I'm sure it seemed like there was a lot of people just as surprised as me when DeMarcus Boogie Cousins signed a 1-year, $5 million deal. That's right. The Warriors are paying Boogie Cousins as much as the Timberwolves are going to be paying Anthony Tolliver. And he is going to the Golden State Warriors. He's going to the Championship Warriors for the next year, signing a 1-year deal. Just crazy that now not only have they turned Kevin Durant and they've turned Kevin Durant into from Harrison Barnes to Kevin Durant, and they went from JaVale McGee to DeMarcus Cousins. Not only is that insane, but they will be having a starting five of guys who have all been multiple All-Stars, multiple NBA All-Stars as their starting five. That's crazy. Just when you think, hey, maybe the Lakers, they got LeBron, maybe they can pull Kawhi. Just when you think that they're going to make an interesting push for that finals, and just when you think they're going to shake things up in the West, they get DeMarcus Cousins. It's insane. It's insane how they keep doing this. It's insane that they keep pulling in these guys, and that they are so good that they're getting guys like DeMarcus Cousins to sign for a $5 million contract for 1 year. It's insane. It really is crazy. I'm going to let the Locked On Warriors host Aliko Carter really break it down. Go check out his podcast. But all I got to say is it really is amazing the shifts that you have in the NBA and the movement that you have. That's why I think this is the best league to watch, the best league to cover, is because of stuff like this. And I know people are going to get upset about it, but you know what? You don't have this stuff in football. You rarely have this stuff in baseball. You don't have this stuff in hockey. That's what makes this league so fun, is that you guys got guys moving around. And by the way, it would be possible in those other leagues if people were willing to take a little less money. So you know what? That's why NBA is the most entertaining, because you have shifts like this. And it's going to be a very interesting year. Tune into the Warriors, because they're going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch Curry lobs up to Boogie Cousins. That's insane. All right, that's more free agency talk. Thanks for tuning in, guys, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the